Well, praise the Lord. One of the most important aspects of the Christian life is walking in the revelation of why Jesus came to earth. And scripture clearly tells us about this, why we celebrate Christmas, the birth of Jesus Christ. It's why we celebrate at Easter, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He basically came so that we who were separated from God, all of us through sin, could come to know God and stand before God with confidence, again, Hebrews tells us, forgiven. And for any sin to be forgiven, as an overview, we have to be washed in the blood of Jesus. And that's why scripture says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And you can learn more about becoming a Christian through the another section on the website. Then God will forgive all your sins. You can read up on this on the website, know how to know Jesus, and then you can walk free. Now, something we do every day is called PDS Truth, which is basically a short WhatsApp teaching to encourage people every day that are signed up to it, a word from God. And we all love the fact that when we mess up as Christians, we can come to God and say, God, please forgive, please cleanse me. I've got it wrong. I'll plead your blood and ask you to forgive me. He instantly says yes when we pray with faith. And scripture tells us things like, well, how far? It says he forgets our sin. It says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us, so on and so forth. And I love that scripture because he doesn't say from the north to the south. Of course, there's a north pole and there's a south pole. And so you could actually be able to find those points again. But there's no east pole or west pole. If you try and find them, you'll just keep going around in circles and never find those points. So that's good. The sin's forgotten. It's removed, so on and so forth. But how about, if we live this life expecting Jesus to forgive us instantly, how does God want us to be towards other people? And are there any conditions attached to his forgiveness? And in the Message version, we were looking at the Lord's Prayer, praying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven, how to prophesy that over each other's lives and so on and so forth. But we moved on today to do with forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. So the first condition to forgiveness, if you like, is that God will forgive our sins so long as we forgive other people's theirs. Wow. Let's see what it says in scripture. Colossians 3, verse 12 to 14 in the Message version. So chosen by God for this new life of love, dress in the wardrobe God picked out for you. Compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength and discipline. Be even-tempered, content second place, and here we go, quick to forgive an offence. Forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you. And regardless of what else you put on, wear love is your basic all-purpose garment. Never be without it. Now, the two things we're going to pick up in these wonderful scriptures, we could preach 10 sermons on this. It says here that we are to be quick to forgive an offence. Quick to forgive an offence. Offence robs your peace and it makes you feel hard done by and like something's done something to you. And therefore, nowadays, you know, you can't say to people nowadays, get over it. I mean, if you've offended someone, it's a big thing. But the word of God's never changed. And the Bible says that with offences, we're to forgive them. Now, that's wonderful because what God's saying there is that if you forgive an offence, you will remain free. Just use road rage as an example. Let's just say someone overtakes you and cuts you up. You're either going to quickly pull back a little bit and say, I forgive you, and you're going to keep your peace, or you're going to get all angry, flash your lights, beep your horn, and anything else you may choose to do, depending on your temper levels and your control. See, the enemy will send things our way every day to rob our peace. And it can be someone jumping the queue. It can be something way worse than that, that somebody's done that's harmed your life in a significant way. Well, God says, here's the question, at what level should we forgive even things that have harmed us? And God says, forgive us quickly and completely as the Master forgave you. Well, does that mean I've got to forgive everyone, anybody in my life that's done anything to me? And God says, yes. If you want me to forgive you, and therefore when you're forgiven, you return to peace and walk in my love and my joy and my healing life, I need you to do that to others, because if you don't, you're going to harm yourself. You see, it's a protection thing. It's not an unjust thing. God's saying like things where he says, don't let a root of bitterness grow up within you. He knows that unforgiveness will keep you separated from his peace. Bitterness will grow up, but it won't do anything to change a situation. You see, even when people have had horrific things happen in their life, I've had horrific things happen in my life from others. I can't control the first part, which is what they did to me, but I can control whether I forgive them, and through that, opening the door for my freedom. I refuse to allow any abuse I've had towards me, anything else, to rob my joy and my peace and my going forward in God. I refuse to live my life based on what others have done to me. People nowadays will go around saying, I'm so offended, and you've really offended me. And I'm sorry, but my response to that is, well, grow up. Now, that may sound a really thing to say, but I'm trying to say to the person, why are you letting me have that amount of power over you that you'd let me offend you? Offense is a choice. Now, I'm teaching from the Bible here, not the way it's trendy to live today. But this is the word of God, and it works. And it says, be quick to forgive an offense, because if you don't, it's going to spoil your day. And I'm not going to allow people to have the power over me when I've got Jesus living in me. I'm not going to let people dictate how I'm going to live. I'm going to let God dictate how I live and how I am. He'll take care of me. And so this forgiving an offense quickly is the same measure God uses towards me when I would offend him. I say, God, I've sinned. I've fallen short of your glory. And he says, I forgive you. I forgive you. Can you imagine God sitting on the throne next to Jesus saying, look what Dave's just done. I'm so offended. And Holy Spirit saying, oh, that's awful, isn't it? And all the angels going around gossiping. Can you believe that Dave did that? I'm so offended. I'm so offended. No, they don't. Jesus says, by my blood, I cleanse and forgive you. I'm quick to forgive you. Forgive us quickly and completely as the Master forgave you. And so that when God forgives me, it saves me from his wrath. When I forgive other people, it saves me from growing up in bitterness and resentment and not living in the freedom God has for me. Now, that seems unfair, but when you look at it, really, it's not at all unfair, because basically me forgiving others keeps me in freedom to move forward in my life. And it doesn't mean the other person's totally let off the hook. It means that what they've done won't affect my life anymore. I was in a couple of years ago in a situation where I had to go to court. The details don't matter for the sake of this recording. But the person that had done was in court for historic things, I had to be a witness for. But when I went, they were served as I was a witness and other witnesses were there. They got a 12-year prison sentence. But because I'd forgiven them, I didn't think, great, serves you right, hope you rot in prison. I just stood there, spoke the truth as best as I knew, and left the judge and jury to decide whether they were guilty or not, along with the other witnesses. But there was no malice or bitterness in me, no hatred towards them. And in fact, I hope they find Jesus in their lives and come to a place of forgiveness and peace for themselves. So justice had to be done. They got a prison sentence. They did not get off the hook as far as the law was concerned. But I hadn't allowed what had happened to me and others to spoil my life going forward. Amen. Now, I know these are big subjects, and I'm in no way undermining what it is to have to help people work through these things, to realize and to pray through with people the power of the freedom that comes from that. But I'm telling you it works. Why? Because I believe the word of God works. If God says forgive quickly and completely, in the same way I want God to forgive me, I have to forgive others. That takes me into a place of tremendous healing and restoration in my life, however much it's been damaged by someone else. Years and years ago, finishing with this, there was a wonderful lady called Corrie Ten Boom who wrote a book called The Hiding Place. And she and her sister were Christians in the war, taken into concentration camps and so on and so forth. And she saw her sister basically beaten to death by one of the guards. And she obviously worked through a process, and she came through to a place of forgiving in her heart that guard. And I think the story goes, correct me if I'm wrong, it's from a long time ago, but she was then after the war speaking in a meeting, giving a testimony and how God had used her to work forgiveness in her heart. At the end of the meeting, this guard actually came forward. She didn't know this guard was in the meeting, I think the book goes. And there was just no resentment or malice towards this guard. God had done such a restorative work in Corrie Ten Boom's life that there was nothing left to hold against this person. God had set her free. And she was free to love other people. She was free to be at peace. She was free to go forward. So now, I know some of these things are challenging. But all I can say is that's how I choose to live my life. I refuse to allow that which others have done to me to rob my joy or my peace. The first offence they did was one thing, but I can choose how it's going to affect me. I can't choose whether they did it or not, but I can choose, not in my own strength, but in the grace of God, to walk free in him. He's not cruel. He doesn't say, forgive quickly and completely as the master forgave you, and they'll get totally away with it. You know, you're going to live feeling hard done by. That's not at all what it's saying. It's saying, if you will do this, I will heal your heart. I'll heal the pain that that offence caused you, that abuse caused you. I will restore you to myself through my blood, and you will walk free. Let's just pray together. You may wish to pray something like this. Father God, would you grace me? I choose to forgive anything that's ever happened against me. God, it wasn't fair, it wasn't just, it wasn't right, it's caused pain. But Lord, I know the only way for that pain to be healed is for you to come and to cleanse me and wash me in your blood, and to bring healing grace, to take that pain away, enable those chains to come off of me of resentment and bitterness, and to live free again, to walk free again, to find my life again, to find joy and peace, with the sun rising, with healing in his wings, that I may go forward in the name of Jesus. Amen.